and affordable housing should not be at odds. I think they should work together. They're both important. I fully support the affordable housing project that is proposed on the lot across the street from me that's gotten a lot of media attention. But a development has to comply with applicable zoning requirements and be compatible with the neighborhood. That's just the way it works. The last neighborhood discussion about this site concerned a proposed luxury hotel, and the site owner presented a concept that preserved the historic building and proposed adjacent three-story construction. The neighbors praised the preservation of the historic building and the scale of the overall project, but pointed out that the residential zoning does not allow a hotel and would require a zone change. When Northwest Housing Alternatives reached out to me personally a month ago to discuss the proposed housing project, I was delighted. I, based on the last neighborhood discussion with the owners and NHA's two most recent elderly projects, they each have 45 units on sites that are larger than the one in Northwest and were successfully developed and operated. So one is Alma Gardens in Orinco Station, has 45 units. The other is Oak Ridge Park Apartments with 29,000. The site in question is 20,000 square feet. So part of it is just like...
So there's a malfunction with the timer. We've given us the testimony, so that we've got this on the record now.
Okay. Well, we really encourage you to look at this closely and consider the 2-to-1.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Before you start, I think we still have some folks over in the Portland building that may be standing by, and I don't think we'll lose a quorum until 5. I'm not sure about my colleagues' plans or endurance, but I also want to be sensitive to the endurance of folks who've been waiting to speak. So.
Yes, they're going
to
find out and see.
Okay, so if there are some folks over in the Portland building who still have stuck it out and would like to try to speak today, I think we can get a few more in.
35 more people.
35 more. Won't get all 35, but we might get some.
Some of them may have gone already.
Yeah, some of them may have decided to wait for next week already, but please, sir, go ahead. Okay, well, we're going to keep going for a while then. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, my name is Scott McLean. I'm a commercial real estate broker with Colliers, and I'm representing a property owner. His name is Richard Cherugino, and he owns property at 102nd and Southeast Portland. It's 1004 and 1040 Southeast 102nd. His property is currently zoned institutional residential. The comprehensive plan is recommending changing the zone to campus institution. Institutional. The big change there is his zoning currently allows household living. The new zone will not allow household living. So his property will be significantly downzoned if this comprehensive plan is passed. His family's owned the property since 1910. There's two older homes on it that will also be out of conformity. They'll be non-conforming houses at that point, which are complicated because it's hard to get insurance and financing and sell properties when they're not conforming. So right now, housing is pushing out 82nd. We're seeing lots of sales of apartment land. We're going to start seeing it on the other side of the freeway. This property is a little bit ahead of the game. And if we change this zone and he doesn't have a chance to sell it for an apartment at some point down the road, it's going to significantly impact the value of the site.
I'm sorry, but I'm confused. You say it's zoned in institutional residential now, but
correct.
It's owned by a private party, not by an institutional
party. That's correct.
Okay, I'll get more information later about how that happened.
Yeah, and so the new zone, which I believe the campus institutional use, will not allow household living. And this property, which is owned by an individual, has two houses on it.
What do you think the zoning should be?
I think it should stay the same. Oh. Stay as institutional residential.
Well, we're doing away with that.
I think we're doing away with that. So if you think it should
Then it should be another zone that's similar, something that allows household living that's similar to the current zone. I apologize, I didn't realize
that's
that.
That's fine.
Yeah,
Thank you.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Appreciate you highlighting this. That's an unusual situation.
It's an unusual situation. It would be a significant impact on this family if the property is zoned. It really only works for one buyer at that point if the zoning is changed and doesn't allow household.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you all.
And the last two I have in this first session are Brad Hotchhalter and Pearl Mead.
Welcome. Good afternoon.
Thank you. Mr. Mayor and Commissioners, thank you. My name is Brad Hotchhalter. I'm a homeowner, and I live in the Alphabet District at Northwest 18th and Gleason. And I'm a Portland native as well. And was born just a few blocks away from where I live, actually, which wasn't planned. What I'm here to testify about is in support of the proposed change from 4-to-1 to 2-to-1 in FAR. I think it's a great idea. I think it shows whoever does those comprehensive plan, all that work, they obviously very thoughtful about it. And I think it's going to help the neighborhood. One of the strengths of the neighborhood for me, and I've lived other places around the country, it's intimate, yet it's still vibrant. There's still many people living there. I think it's this will help retain that quality and the historical nature of the neighborhood. And I'm surrounded by a bunch of historical homes as well, so I'm really lucky. Anyway, I just wanted to say I support that change, and I hope you do too.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Welcome. Good afternoon. Yep.
Go ahead.
My name is Pearl Mead, and I don't even know why I'm here. So I'll let him tell us. This is Barry.
Welcome.
Mrs. Mead owns three lots and a home on Southeast 83rd Avenue. Okay. At 6831 Southeast 83rd. Mm-hmm. And she also owns a home across the street at 6834 Southeast 83rd. You're proposing to change all that area from R1 zoning to EG1. And as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't affect me, but for the people up the street, they are concerned. We got new people moving in, and they've just bought their homes, and they read this as an EG1. If they ever sell their homes, this goes back to a vacant land rate of cost. Their home value will go down rather than up. The people across the street, which it only involves like 10 homes, are concerned that their home values at the present time, which are R1 and will remain that, will decrease because of the commercialization of the area. And I wish to thank you all for your service.
Thank you.
And that's why we're here today, to try to work something out that will be comparable to the R1 rating of the homeowners and Mrs. Mead as a property owner, which could be developed into small business, which she's more concerned with the love of the neighborhood than the money. So
appreciate that. Well, appreciate you calling this to our attention. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay, we have some other folks that...
We have one person who stayed, Tony Schwartz.
Okay. Come on up. Oh, he just stepped out, so let's give...
Well, I have a filler, actually, because it occurs to me that a lot of those requests are on matters that we did discuss, and so people are coming back for another bite of the apple, as so to be said. So can you make sure that if other people came to testify before and they... are opposing what's been asked, that they get specifically notified that what they thought was a done deal is now back on the table, so that if, I mean, I'm thinking on Fremont, and there's a few other places where we had a lot of testimony, a lot of discussion. If I was a neighbor there, I'd be like, fine, I'm done, and now they're not done. So can you make sure that we notify people, please?
If there's an amendment that affects them, we'll do a courtesy notice.
Great, thank you. What would they know for next week? Because are we going to have any more testimony after next week?
We have another hearing next week.
Right, but then...
A hearing in November on the amendments.
Okay, so the next time that people need to come in, if they support what we decided before, is in November.
So if we make a change, or if we're considering a change in the form of an amendment, then the folks that would be affected by that are noticed, right?
Thank you.
Important to remember that, how that works. Thank you. Welcome. Thanks for waiting.
Oh, thank you, sir. My name is Tony Schwartz. I live at 17th and Irving in the Alphabet Historic District. I'm here in support of the change in zoning of the 4-to-1 FAR to the 2-to-1 FAR in the Alphabet Historic District. I want to know quickly, and you know this, that the comprehensive plan does call currently the one that you're reviewing right now for an additional 267,000 units. The forecast is half that, 137,000 units. So the downzoning at this point from 4-to-1 to 2-to-1 will not impact housing in a drastic way. Obviously, there's concerns from other people that it will impact housing. The fact of the matter is, as Ms. Chung said earlier, the vast majority of the housing stock in the Alphabet Historic District is zoned as historic, and it can't be developed anyway. There are a few parcels that could be developed, but nevertheless, the historic base overlay essentially says that all the housing must be compatible with the existing structures anyway. So although it's zoned at 4-to-1, really it should be zoned at 2-to-1, which is what we're asking for, to create expectations in future development and also allow folks like me who bought into the district in 2007 when Mr. Ramos's law firm was in operation in that area just about a block away. I came into the historic district with expectations that those expectations of the district would be met in future years, that additional development would be in scale and scope to my house and other houses around. It's not just me versus Mr. Ramos. It's actually about the district as a whole, so that when I don't live there anymore and my children don't live there anymore, that future homeowners will enjoy the district and Portlanders will enjoy the district as well. That's exactly what the simple 4-to-1 to 2-to-1 truth in zoning change essentially does, which is allow expectations going forward for everybody. Thank you very much, and I'm the last one, so you all have a good night.
Thank you very much for staying. I really appreciate it.
You staying. Thanks. Okay, so we're going to continue this hearing until 2 p.m. on the 13th, correct? And we are adjourned.
Just as a process check, though, how many, you said there was another 35 people there. Not there, but signed up. 34. So then they will go first next week if they can come.
Correct.
Yeah, they're on the list.
Then what happens if there's a lot more people that want to come next week? We'll deal with that when we get to it.
Well, I think we should, one, plan on going till 6.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we probably should, if we can, let people know that there's at least an hour's worth of testimony before new people who would get to sign in.
Yeah, good
Thank
point.
You.
Thank you all.
Good process.
Yes, yeah, some substantive stuff there.
Really a credit to everybody. So what's next week?
It's on Thursday next week, right? Not Thursday.
Yes.
So. Yeah. Tripping over anything else.
Have you figured out when you're going to go to Utah?
I don't know. I'm in the strength.